Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, y'all. Just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
How we doing, boys?
What's going on?
Welcome back.
It's going great.
Cam's back.
Hello, hello. Welcome back.
The Adam.
I feel like I'm from a broken home right now, dude. I feel like I have a divorced parent.
With adopted son.
Yeah, we have a broken gang here today, dude.
The dad left his kid here with
us.
Cam.
I'm the annoying son.
We're taking care of this kid, dude.
Dad doesn't want to take home.
Hey, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks, guys.
We'll feed you alcohol.
Oh, that's, can't wait.
It should be good. Yeah. No Bob or Isaiah today.
Yeah. So, they're corn.
We're phoning it in.
We're also on Tuesday instead of Wednesday.
Oh.
It's all sorts of whack.
Tuesday.
A little inside baseball. We do shoot on Wednesdays.
A little Taco Tuesday for you.
Hence Wing Wednesday.
Yeah, there it is.
Taco Tuesday fact.
Yes, sir. What?
Yeah, what? Taco Tuesday fact. I don't know.
Oh.
It's fine.
You have a problem with that?
Yep. No.
I do like Taco Tuesday, dude. It's all right.
It's delicious.
All right, Mark.
What's up?
Never mind.
Quick it.
What are you drinking?
Oh, okay, dude. Oh. I want a lukewarm Coors Light. My favorite. The best thing you have on the menu. Draft.
No dents?
It's got some dents. It's got some dents.
I add one every week for you.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll drink it, but...
No, I like it lukewarm. It looks nice here. It's pretty.
What do you mean it looks?
It looks pretty. It looks good. It makes me feel cool.
All right.
All right.
Merc.
Me again?
Cam.
Yeah, fuck me, but I'm not drinking anything. Now I got a nice double blend Down East. Nice higher alcohol percentage cider.
Is that what double blend
is? That must
that
be.
That is what double blend is. It says
can
it right
I see
here.
That? Yeah. I've never seen
read it.
Read
it for me. Read it for me.
Yeah, read it out. Do you want me to read it?
It has a black can. It's very nice. It says it upside down. We know it's upside down. Why? Because it's the best way to drink it.
There's also another.
Wow, one. And then there's words that are
right side up.
Oh, wow, they're really getting on your skin there.
Dude, I can read the double
blend. I'm not reading all that much, dude.
You need to read it.
I can't read that well.
We spent a lot of time in the lab pushing the envelope on the original blend and came up with the double same unfiltered taste with higher alcohol at 6.9%.
69. Look at that. Nice. Very nice.
Wow.
And we can't have the show without thanking our sponsors. We like to send a special thanks to Bingo's Bail Bonds, Do the Crime, Not the Time, as well as our friends over at Frank's Fudge Factory. We pack it, you snack it.
Ah, it's a delicious double blend.
Nice, dude. They blended it twice.
They blended that shit
so
twice.
Nice, they blended it twice,
oh,
dude.
Another ad.
There it is.
Down East, sponsor us.
All right, quick it.
Nice.
Merc,
what's up?
If you had the chance to witness one of these in your life, would it be a dinosaur or an alien?
An alien, dude.
Why?
An alien, easily, because we know that the dinosaurs were real, right? No one has seen an alien in person. I feel like they'd be kind of chill. I think they would like me.
Why?
I think they would know my vibe is different. And then I'm just chill like that, and we'd be boys.
Dinosaurs might just fuck you up.
Dinosaurs would... I feel like dinosaurs are bad on picking up vibes.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know about that.
Dinosaurs?
Like the herbivores, sure. Dinosaurs? Like
herbivores can definitely pick up a vibe.
Sure.
But
100%. Do some of them, though?
Those guys are chilling, I think.
Like the hammer tail? That one's going to get mad at you. I can promise you that one.
I'll tell you what, his tail's pretty sick, though.
I want to hug it.
You think dinosaurs ate edibles back in the
day?
I don't think they were chilling.
The herbivores.
Oh, they were definitely tripping
herbivores.
On
mushrooms.
Herbivores.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Shit. Yeah, they were tripping
balls.
They
were chilling, dude.
Like, hey, whatever.
The guys with the long necks, they were chilling, bro. And they move real slow.
They ate palm trees.
I'm sure. Like all sorts of trees.
They
not just palm trees.
Like entire palm trees? Are you making, are you just making that up?
They just deep throat them.
Huh?
Dude, a dinosaur deep throating a palm tree? Yeah, someone has to draw that. I want to see. I want to see some fan art. Of
fan art now.
I think we're good on that. All right, Cam.
Yes.
Stickers or glitter?
What, bro?
Stickers or glitter?
Yeah, what's your preference?
Do you fuck glitter? Give me. I'll take stickers all day.
Why?
Because glitter gets everywhere, dude. I hate that shit. Dude. Hey, you touch a one thing, you got a glitter bag, and you touch like any part of that bag, your fingers got glitter on it for the rest of the day.
Dude,
fuck glitter.
You want to hear a fun fact about glitter, bro? Speaking of which, this is a wild question. I can't believe you asked that. But all the glitter in the world, I'm pretty sure, comes from one factory, and no one knows like what it's made out of. It's like I could be totally wrong, but I think it's asbestos. Like a conspiracy theory that like no one really knows what glitter is made out of, and it all comes from like one factory.
That's insane.
It is crazy. I think it's like some weird shit going on in
the
glitter world.
Has nobody been in the factory before?
Like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Automated.
I think you might be right.
It's Willy Wonka's factory.
It could be, dude.
No, I have a real quick hit for you.
that
was just for fun. Okay. Do you prefer multiplayer or single player games? Or playing with people or by yourself?
I think I'm more of a multiplayer gamer, but single player games have its place. Elden Ring was fire. Spider-Man's great.
Spider-Man was great.
But let me ask you this. When you're playing single player games, do you still talk to people while you're playing them?
Yeah, I still...
I've done that.
Yeah, I still chat with my boys on single player games, but I don't think there's a better time than clutching up or watching one of your boys clutch up and around on either Rainbow Six, CSGO, even COD. Like, you're playing Search.
Yeah.
And you're friend hits like two kills to clutch it up,
dude.
Gets the defuse.
And like the defuse with like 5.5 seconds left, and it hits
it. Like those are like the real feel good moments, and that's I love multiplayer for that reason.
I feel like the only time I'm playing a single player game is when the rest of my boys aren't on. You know,
true.
So I'll go and hop on like Red Dead or Spider Man and
I also
cross some missions.
Grew up playing like with my brothers, like
exactly. I was gonna say
N64. Halo 2, Halo 3, those multiplayers, like, formed my gaming childhood.
I think when we were coming up, like, multiplayer gaming was really blowing up.
Huge. It was everywhere.
So that's all we did.
I mean, it's everywhere now, but, like,
true.
It was...
But at the time when it was really getting...
Yeah, like, COD was the biggest thing.
Halo
was huge. Mm-hmm. Custom games, Forge, like, crazy stuff. People were making crazy maps. Or like crazy game modes for COD.
A lot of nostalgia around.
Ton of nostalgia
around the multiplayer games.
I got a little side question for both of y'all. Do you think there's anything that's more exhilarating than getting a BR win?
I'll tell you what, it is. Your heart is racing at the end of any BR win.
It's insane.
Of any game.
Yeah.
Even yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
like maybe like a 1v5 in Search
or clutch it up. No, a 1v5 in Search when your team is all your boys is pretty crazy too. If you can clutch up that 1v5 and all your boys are watching, like talking shit, that's pretty sick too.
That's nice.
But I feel like you don't get that a lot because I never play with a full squad of six anymore. Like if I'm playing COD or something like that, which is like the main game that I like go to recently for multiplayer. I'm usually playing with like two, three guys. You know, I never get the full squad experience anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But a BR win, as of late, might be one of the most exciting things.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you on that. I think the only thing that comes close for me, at least, is Rainbow Six. I know you guys aren't Rainbow Six guys.
I watch it.
It makes me so mad, but it's honestly one of the most unique shooters around, and it's so satisfying. Clicking heads in that game. I just clicking ahead and then typing in slammed.
All right, specials. We got Harrison's hot jalapeno stuffed with horseradish hummus under the boardwalk. We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
I like that one.
Boardwalk.
Then we got Zach's zesty zucchini parmigiano. Cone Colorado crusted cauliflower on a bed of lead.
Damn, you started... Damn, whoever wrote these started writing these a couple days ago. Whoever wrote these gave himself some time because these are good.
I know, yeah. Sherbert made some Herbert in the middle of winter.
It's spring!
On the extremely exciting streets of Minnesota.
He fucking...
why did he change his accent there?
He
really cooked with this one.
I tried to do a Minnesota accent the whole time. It just didn't work. It didn't work. All right, let me get your first meal.
Sometimes he really phones. Sometimes he really phones the names in. But this week they were good.
That was phoned in.
Your meal's ready. It's been ready for 2 days.
Oh man,
it's sad.
You're right.
It's still warm though. So, all right. So I want to talk about Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
He's obviously getting a lot of hype with the draft coming up and being the undisputed number one drafted wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think the hype is real? I have obviously sent you guys a little snippet of him in college.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the snippet?
I thought he looks great. I noticed that where his strength is creating separation. It seemed like in every clip I saw, he was put naked open.
Yeah.
He's really good at...
He'd have to come back for the ball a couple times.
He's really good at making space. I don't know his stats. He doesn't seem like he's a small guy.
He's 6'4".
He's not going to get bullied.
205 pounds.
He's
pretty small weight-wise.
Yeah, but 6'4 is a good height for a receiver.
No doubt.
In some of his highlights, too, he was going up with guys, hands in his face.
I saw a couple of them, too.
Coming down the ball.
Yeah, I think his biggest strengths are his speed and his catching ability.
Yeah, I mean, he makes big gaps between him and whoever's like defending him. He's really good at it seemed like he was really good at picking apart like zone defenses too.
That was true,
and,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't know enough about college football, but I did a little bit of research. It seems like it's a consensus that he's like a top five receiver to ever play at Ohio
That's
State.
Insane.
Compared to prospects like Calvin Johnson and I forget what else.
Yeah,
DK.
What, they played in Ohio State?
No.
That's his
like
comp?
Them coming out, yeah.
Oh, shit. They're comparing him to DK?
That's crazy.
That is Calvin Johnson?
Those guys are too big.
Way too big.
They're way too thick.
They were built before they were drafted, too.
Yeah.
This guy's not built enough yet.
That's true.
But he'll get there. He's like 21, right? He's still young.
Yeah,
like 22.
Yeah, of course. But I can see them comparing in the aspect that he's big bodied and he's really fast. Like mm-hmm. DK Metcalf should not be as fast as he is for how big he is.
Yeah, true.
Did you see that he didn't participate in the Pro Bowl or Pro event for Ohio State?
Who Marvin Harrison?
Mm-hmm. Or the Combine.
Or the Combine.
Yeah. So we don't even know his 40 yard dash.
But I think I think those highlights do show for himself the speed he has in the open field.
But he's still going against dudes that he has never gone against. Or I'm sorry. He's going against college players. It's a lot different in the NFL.
Way different. Yeah.
I can agree with that.
100%.
It's completely different.
I was looking at the other receivers that are in the other active receivers that have come from Ohio State in the past few years. We have guys like Garrett Wilson.
Okay.
Terry McLaurin. Michael Thomas. I know he's a bit older. Chris Olave.
Oh.
Solid.
Has came from Ohio State. And then Jackson Smith and Jigba, who didn't get enough like receptions this past year,
but he has
the Eagles.
Yeah,
he did. He has a lot of hype around him.
But yeah. I was looking it up to see what kind of talent was coming from Ohio State in general, like who these guys have been looking at for receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best one in this list, I think the most promising guy, like Garrett Wilson
or Chris Olave.
I think if he can like replicate what one of these two guys did in their first seasons,
right?
I think he's an easy
well, that has to do, I think a lot of that has to do with coaching as well.
True.
And I don't know how much Ohio State has retained the same coaching staff throughout those years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it could be completely different, but the fact that it seems like he's getting a lot more hype than any drafted receiver in the past like 5 years.
I'll tell you what though, he played 38 games with Ohio State. He caught 31 touchdowns with 155 receptions. That's every fifth catch was a touchdown.
I think he averaged like 72 catches a season.
Yeah, like yeah, it's like something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but every fifth catch is a touchdown for him in terms of his stats at Ohio State, which is kind of insane.
But he didn't have, I don't know, he had a 1,200-yard season last year. which I don't think is anything to rave about in college.
Well, that's also because they probably do a lot of blowing out teams. I don't watch enough games, but yeah, you know how they blow out teams in the first half and then the backups go out.
For sure.
You know, so there could be like a lot of that too.
And
if I watch a little bit more college football, I'd be able to like speculate more, but I don't.
For sure. Where do you think he's going to go?
Yeah, so we'll talk about the top, I guess, 5 draft picks. 5-1. It's the Chargers, Cardinals, Patriots, Commanders, Bears. Who do you think I don't think he's going to go past 5.
Definitely not. I think the most likely candidate, I mean, both Chargers and Cardinals need him, but I think the most likely candidate is the Cardinals, as long as Chargers don't try to trade up. I think if they try to trade up, any 3 of those teams besides, or 2 of those teams besides the Bears would do it, but I don't know. I think it's most likely Cardinals are going to go Marvin and Chargers will go Nabbers.
You could also make the argument that the Giants could trade up.
That's true, yeah.
Also the Giants are at 6.
But the Giants, I think, are going to go for a quarterback.
But they
maybe. After paying Daniel Jones a bunch of money?
Yeah, I think the 5 teams in front of the Giants, the first 3 all need QBs, and the next 2 both desperately need wide receivers.
True.
Like, there's they mean even need to give a lot if they want a chance to get, like, Marvin Harrison.
If the Giants, like, wanted him, they'd have to get above the Cardinals. I think that's who the Cardinals would go for. Because we were trying to name Cardinals receivers before, right? And
Greg Dortch. I don't remember the other 2.
But Greg Dortch is the second one. You know?
Yeah, so the Cardinals are sticking with Kyler Murray, so they're definitely not going to draft a quarterback.
Definitely, yeah.
Which means they should draft Marvin Harrison, unless they go for an O-lineman or a D-lineman, but I don't know. It seems pretty obvious that the Cardinals are going to go for him.
They should at least. I don't know how strong your defense is.
Michael Wilson is in wide receiver 1, whoever the fuck that is.
Oh, he was pretty good last year.
Did he used to play for the Jets?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
I'm not sure. Hell yeah. I think it's a pretty obvious decision for the Cardinals to draft him. Now, how do you think he plays on that team with Kyler Murray?
I hope he shows out. I mean, I've always kind of liked Kyler Murray. I'd like to see him do well there, of course.
You definitely want to see him
number 1
go
like bad like that.
As long as Kyler stays healthy, I think as long as he stays healthy and can sling the ball, Harrison's going to be just that deep threat that you just let loose. And know he's out there.
Hopefully he's an early wide receiver 1. Like he proves himself like quick, you know?
I think he will on that team.
Yeah, if you're drafted that early, you got to be the one right away. Especially on a wide receiver team like that, where your number 1 is Mike Wilson, who was
Greg Dortch.
Your number 3 last year, probably. Marquise Brown was the 1 last year.
Oh, yeah, he was on the team last year.
If the Chargers were smart, they would do anything they can to get him, I would say.
Yeah, but I really don't think the Cardinals are going to give up that. They might give up that draft pick. If they get enough
They'll have to
capital,
get a whole... What else do the Chargers have to give, though? It'll have to be draft picks like down the line.
The Cardinals
like
are
that.
Also desperate for wide receivers also. That's the thing. Who are they going to take?
But the Cardinals have a really good tight end.
True.
That's the difference.
Oh, McBride.
And he
Trey McBride.
He's like a tight end wide receiver hybrid.
He's pretty good. He's insane.
So I think if the Cardinals get enough from the Chargers, they would at least consider it. But
the Chargers seem like they're on their last leg. I don't know how much they're going to be willing to give up and not totally just burn their future.
Yeah.
Like, you know? But you need a receiver like at the same time. You need someone. Like,
well, they do have...
Or Quentin Johnson.
Quentin Johnson. Isaiah hates his guts.
He was okay.
I don't like
him either. He had flashes.
I don't like him either.
But yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, he was a rookie.
Yeah.
But I still think the Chargers did the right thing getting rid of who they got rid of.
Both of them?
Yeah.
I agree. They're older guys. I know they're proven, but start fresh. Give Herbert some like new weapons to throw to.
I think especially Mike Williams.
Yeah.
He gets hurt every single year.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that was smart to get rid of him.
But Keenan Allen came off of, like, a career season.
Right.
It was actually insane, like, the season he had at his age.
Exactly. And that was to say he's going to have another one, though.
Yeah, he's too old to keep that up.
Where's he playing now? Is he with the Texans?
I think he's with the Bears.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. The Bears. Who went to the Texans?
Was
that Diggs? Stephon Diggs.
Diggs. Yeah. Okay. Huge. A lot of receivers are moving around, dude. A lot of receivers.
The Texans are scary with that one.
Yeah, dude, I'm hyped. I'm hyped to see them.
Yeah, they're gonna be. They might be Super Bowl favorites next year. I don't know.
We'll see.
I think they will. Still got Patrick Mahomes.
As long as Diggs isn't a choke artist in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to be the whole team anymore. True. He has. They have three wide receiver ones now.
True.
Not actually, but it's their receiver team is probably the best in the league now.
The receiving core isn't too stacked.
It's scary. Unfair.
Do we still have Do the Eagles still have Julio Jones? Or is that a one-year deal?
That was 1 year. That was 1 year.
Yeah, he's up. Yeah.
See, I was gonna actually bring him up too, compared to like Keenan Allen, where like he's an older dude, where like he's probably gonna have some flashes here and there, but he's never gonna have the spark he used to have.
Yeah, Julio's not gonna see the play time that Keenan Allen has now.
Keenan Allen's definitely gonna see more because he's a little younger guy, or comparatively. But
I'd be surprised if Julio plays again.
Nah, I think he's done.
I don't know. I kind of thought that last year, and then he came to the Eagles.
That was
that was crazy.
Matt Ryan officially retired.
Well, yeah, that's probably for the better.
Yeah, he's been done for a long time.
He should have retired 2 years ago.
He had what? He had one MVP or something like that. Matt
that was
Ryan.
The year he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and
that's the year he won MVP.
Yep.
Yeah, and then that was it. He didn't win.
Terrible after that.
Yeah, go to the whole thing.
I hope that
not.
Might be a topic for for another show.
Do a little more research on that one.
I've heard that question before, though, and it's a funny question.
I'd much rather have Eli, like, see Eli in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Eli will.
He will.
He will, so, with two Super Bowls, right? He has two?
He
or does. Is it three?
Two.
Two is plenty for Hall of Fame.
I think he got two in, like, the span of 3 years, too.
Yeah, that's plenty for a Hall of Fame.
And he beat the GOAT.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nick Foles.
NFC East teams are the only ones that...
Nick Foles, that... Yo, that might be a good question, too.
I think he'll be an Eagles Hall of Famer.
He's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
You have to account.
Forget about it.
Because I could get real into this, but
I can get real into that one. No shot. It would be incredible, but he's a Philly legend forever.
Yeah.
All right. So is Marvin Harrison going to break 1,000 yards this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regardless of what team he goes on.
Chargers and Cardinals, I think, get very likely.
Yes. Between the Chargers. Yeah.
No one else. Yeah.
If he goes on the Chargers, no doubt.
Yeah. No doubt, yeah. Herbert's going to be slinging it to him all day.
I think Cardinals, he could pull it off, too.
I think if Murray stays healthy, he could probably pull it off there as well.
Agreed.
I hope he needs to work on his route running. That's the thing that I think he's weak at.
I know the Patriots need a quarterback, but their receivers are kind of mid, too.
Yeah, it feels like if in the NFL level, he's going to get stuffed off the line.
He could.
If he doesn't have those routes down.
It's a whole different ballgame, man. That's why I don't really watch a lot of college football. Like, guys come to the league and get kind of mid, too. So, we'll see.
Catching is not completely different, but, like, out of bounds wise, like, you only have to have one.
But your
down.
Defenders are very different.
Yeah.
Your corners are very different.
The best dude that's covering you in college is probably the worst dude that's covering you in the NFL.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's
easily.
It's insane. The level of difference is incredible. Mm. Even the difference between the UFL and the NFL is ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah.
AJ McCarron is balling out in the UFL.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even get a starting job in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's just
wild, levels of shit, dude. There's levels. Yeah, they're freaks of nature.
They really are, man. All right, let's move on. I'm excited to see him play this year. I don't care where he goes.
And AJ McCarron would ball out in any family backyard
game. Yeah, right? At any Thanksgiving game.
I'd pick him off.
I have three picks.
Eat a beat or drink it.
Oh, part one.
We're eating, ladies and gents.
Ooh.
I'll eat you.
I want to know what your favorite type of cheese is.
Oh, dude, I got this one, dude.
Oh.
Mine is as of late. I know it.
And in what form? What do you like it on the most, I guess?
Ooh.
Or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, maybe like a top three.
You could, yeah.
Let me start.
Yeah,
as of late, dude, so my girlfriend put me on. Shout out to Amanda. She put me on to Brie cheese. I don't know if you've ever had it.
Yeah.
Brie cheese on a charcuterie board, dude, with any sort of cracker. It's fucking insane. It's just this really soft cheese that you break off and you put it on a cracker with like some pepperoni, and this shit is so gas. I could eat the whole wheel if it came down to it. I have to stop myself, and then I give myself a tummy ache. But
have you ever had it baked?
No, but I heard people do that too. People like make it hot. You know, yeah, like a brie cheese like pie almost.
Yeah, so basically the outer layer is used as like the shell.
Yeah.
And you kind of break it and the cheese just pours out.
Dude, ooh, I would love to try that. Yeah. How do you know this? Yes.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I've had it before.
You just said you've heard of brie cheese.
Did I say I heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Oh, okay. I've had it. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Difference.
That shit is so fucking good.
All right, what about when you're having like a sandwich? What are you putting on? What are you putting on that? If you had the choice.
If I had the choice, New York White American.
All right.
Easily.
Fair on enough. A sandwich, dude. Pepper sandwich. Jack cheese is the
I like
wave.
Pepper Jack. I like it.
A little kick, dude. Mm.
All right, what
all right, so that's my number two. It's Pepper Jack. Number three, though, Parmesan on pasta, any form of pasta.
Okay.
Red sauce, creamy sauce, Alfredo, whatever you want.
Nice.
Some Parmesan on there.
Nice.
Have you ever Woo! Had Parmesan on a meatball sub?
Oh, yeah.
Also incredible.
With slices of mozzarella, too. Also, fuck
and
yeah,
and there's number one. wait.
Provolone.
Yeah, true. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I actually prefer American with a meatball sub.
Really? Mozz on a meatball, dude. Mozz is number one, too. That's the best cheese.
Oh,
like, on a charcuterie board, dude, with, like, mozz rolled in prosciutto or, like, fucking salami.
Dude.
Always the best part of a fucking charcuterie board.
Let me remind you. I think we forgot about one, dude. Ricotta cheese.
No,
you don't like ricotta
it's
cheese?
It's good, but it's not the best.
Shut your fucking...
What is ricotta?
Communist mouth. It's the shit that's in like lasagna and ravioli and shit.
It's delicious.
It's fucking delicious.
It's good, but
shut your.
I don't like.
Mouth.
I don't like the texture of it.
You can text my church, dude. You can
fucking put mozz on like chicken parm. Cut that shit up. I can eat a whole slice of that mozz.
Oh my god.
Good
ricotta
town.
Cheese, dude. I love a good lasagna.
It's soft.
Lasagna's good.
Lasagna.
It's like it's nice and moist.
What?
A moist fuck cheese. Yes,
dude. I like Lots. A thick ravioli. Ravioli.
Ravioli is delicious.
Ravioli and meatball.
I won't disagree with that.
Come on, yeah, but you can't have you can't put ricotta on it on a. On
you don't
a hoagie.
Put it on things. You don't put it on things. That's very important.
There's
you
levels.
Don't put you don't put ricotta on
there's
things.
Levels.
You're
levels
mad
to
man.
This shit, man. But speaking on the sub, the meatball sub with American cheese.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it before?
No.
American cheese?
Yeah.
No.
I never had it with American.
It's
cheese.
Really good. You should give it a shot.
I mean, no. It sounds probably it'd probably be. Good.
It melts more than
that. Sounds like a Wawa word.
That sounds like a Wawa word.
I've never had it from Wawa.
Really, dude? The meatball sandwich from Wawa kind of hits.
Bob has the pepperoni and cheese all the time.
The sandwich?
Yeah, have you had that?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I love the ham and cheese, the pre-made ham and cheese with the spicy mustard on it. Have you had that?
The
before?
Pre-made one? Is yeah. it in like that middle cooler thing?
Cool. No, not a cooler.
It's
hot.
It's like the wrap.
It's hot.
It's like the.
Is that the bagel melt?
One, right?
Is that
yeah,
the bagel
melt?
Yeah. I've eaten all the bagel melts, dude. I fuck with all the bagel melts.
The bagel melts are fucking gas.
Dude, the pepperoni one? The pepperoni bagel melt?
That's the last good thing from Wawa right now.
Might be. Dude, they're adding a lot of shit, dude. They're adding.
That's the problem.
Have you ever had one of those wraps? Those wraps are okay.
There's too much.
They are getting crazy. No, well, because they want to be sheets now.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. Exactly.
They
want to
be sheets. Sheets has 1,000 options.
And sheets is god awful.
It's really not.
A sheets hoagie was one of the worst experiences of my life.
It's definitely not as well rounded as a Wawa hoagie, but it's still pretty good.
Wawa hoagie is still good, but I think it's wet, like downhill compared to what.
Dude,
like
I went to a
ago.
Sheets.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Dude, I went to a Sheets once, and I got a breakfast burrito, and I was like, I was picking the things like that I wanted, and I didn't realize, like, I thought that they would do like the portion to the size of like a standard burrito, but like. All the portions were fucking huge, and I'm selecting a bunch of things because I like a bunch of things on my burrito, and then they give me the fucking burrito, dude, and it's like the size of my head. It's like a 11-pound burrito.
Like, it's like, thanks, cheese, for all this food.
I was
like, come on.
Dude, it cost me like $20.
Did you eat it all?
Yeah, I did. Dude, I was super hungover.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, oh my god, this fucking thing's so huge. I felt so embarrassed for making the lady make this fucking thing. I didn't realize it was gonna come out like that, dude. Oh
yeah,
my
god. I could live without sheets for like the rest of my life if I could.
I don't even know where the closest one is. I was out
in like PA,
like yeah, towards the Poconos when I had it.
That's it's where it is.
So on a hoagie. You said
pepper jack. I'm a pepper jack guy. Like hoagie, burger, sandwiches in general. Recently, like just pepper jack is hits. I like that. I like a little spicy kick.
Fair enough. For me, my favorite cheese. Obviously, it depends on what I'm doing, what I'm eating. But if I'm just eating cheese, I love sharp cheddar, man.
Sharp cheddar, so really?
Extra sharp, actually.
Really?
I love extra sharp.
I forgot about
sharp.
Colby Jack, dude. On
Colby
Jack's
board. I, yeah. Extra sharp cheddar, dude. I'll eat it if it's on the board, on the charcuterie board. On the board. But, like, that's not my first choice.
Definitely
ever.
Not. That's,
it's too,
a sharp cheese, never.
It's too, like, bitter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I like about it. I like the bite.
You would
has.
Be a sharp cheese it, guy.
Thanks.
I told you, he's a freak. I say it every episode.
Every episode.
He's a fucking
he's a
freak.
Fucking freak.
All right, if you order a cheesesteak, what are you putting on it? Cheese-wise, what kind of cheese?
Depends where you're getting it from. If you're getting it from, like, a good place in Philly, I'm getting Wiz.
Cooper Sharp, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Cooper dude. Sharp is good. That is that
Cooper
is
Sharp
really...
with fried onions.
So you like sharp?
It's different. The it Cooper Sharp's different.
It's different.
It's different.
Sounds like you're
on a cheesesteak. It's different.
I'm not an onions guy.
And I'll do American too. Well, it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
American. Yeah.
With fried onions, bro. Needs the fried onions, dude. And you know, throw some pepperoni on that bitch, or like have them do it.
You ever have
it
with bacon?
So good.
Cheesesteak with
bacon? No, I don't eat bacon like that.
It's pretty good.
Get pepperoni, bro. I'm telling you.
What cheese do you get?
I do Wiz if I'm doing, like, even at Marino's, I get Wiz.
Damn,
I just
Wiz,
prefer
Wiz. Is it good there? I haven't gotten Wiz.
It's pretty good.
Wiz is probably better for Marino's, I feel like.
I love it.
I feel like they don't put enough American
they skimp
when I get American.
Hardcore
on
American.
American.
That's
yeah.
so true.
It's
terrible. I usually don't get a cheesesteak from
like, the steak is good, but I wish it had more cheese.
If you ask for extra cheese, it's a sufficient amount.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, there's a place near me called Del Rossi's. They have this Chipotle chicken cheesesteak, dude. It is so fucking good. Oh, my God. I had it on Sunday. I went home and I had it on Sunday, dude. It's so fucking good.
What is just a regular chicken cheesesteak?
It's a chicken cheesesteak with this Chipotle sauce and, like, cheese on it.
Fire.
The Chipotle
is always so good.
I get American. Or, well, the Cooper Sharp. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, dude, the sauce they put on it is so fucking good, dude. I get it with pepperoni on there, too. It's a tummy ache, but damn, it's fucking good.
It's a tummy ache.
Ooh, like some meat thrown in. That sounds delicious.
That and some cheese fries with it, bro. So
ooh,
fucking good.
Classic.
Now, what kind of cheese fries do you get?
So they have curly fries. I get the curly fries from there, and then
I meant the cheese.
Oh, it's just like a whatever cheese sauce they have.
Yeah.
I don't really have a choice.
Yeah, I don't really have a preference. Probably, I guess, a Wiz also.
You ever have mozzarella on cheese?
Mozzarella on cheese.
Yeah, like I used to get it from
more mozz on my cheese.
I used to get it from a pizza place where they would throw it on there and then put it inside, like and then put it inside the oven.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is when it starts to cool, it all sticks together. You can't pull a fry out. It is
a
good
big clump.
Because my dad used to get that a lot.
My parents get it all the time.
Yeah,
sure
they used to get a lot.
It sounds delicious.
It is good, but once you have to eat it quick because if you don't eat it, it will. Like within that half hour, you have to have a fork and a knife and cut it off with the cheese. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Have you ever had mega fries?
Yeah,
oh
dude.
My God.
Yeah.
Have you
from Marino's?
What?
From Marino's, bro,
yeah.
Or from fucking or or the pizza point
like
down
fry?
In Blackwood, bro. I used to eat that shit
like
all the time.
Fry?
It's fries with cheese whiz and mozzarella and bacon.
Yeah.
It's so
it's
good.
It's so fucking good.
You know
good.
They make pizza like that?
That?
I've had it.
It's
I've
so
had it
good,
before,
bro.
Dude.
What?
It's
so good.
Where can I get this at?
You can get it at most pizza places now. If you look down, if you look on like the bottom of like their apps or like their fries, most pizza places will make you mega fries.
There's not the mega pizza. That's not so much.
Mega pizza.
There is.
Marino's do the mega pizza?
Fratelli's does.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, fuck.
We're just naming local
yo,
spots.
People have no idea what we're talking about.
You can triangulate where we are just by naming all these.
Yeah, right. Where is Marino's, Fratelli's,
Mary's
and
Cold Cuts?
And then they zoom in, and then there's a triangle between everyone. They're like, they have to be in this area.
Sharky's Bagels.
Just name local spots.
We have a challenge for you guys.
Find us.
Find us.
Where are we right now?
These don't. Five locations all point to a central location. That is our house.
All right. Y'all want to get another round going?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. Alrighty. Cheers.